What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
Explore a wide selection of luxury spirits, wine, and champagne at ReserveBar.com. Elevate your gifting this year with rare and exceptional bourbons, tequilas, scotch, wine, champagne, with personalized engraving, exceptional glassware, and more. From wines to whiskeys, there's a bottle for everyone. For a limited time, save $20 on your order of $150 plus with the code IHEART at ReserveBar.com.
The Volume.
Jenkins and Jones is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. There's no better place to make every moment more than with FanDuel. Lots of great reasons to bet on FanDuel Sportsbook. For me, it's their great odds and markets for the MLB, PGA Tour, tennis, football futures, and so much more. They've got awesome new and existing user promotions, which you hear about every episode here on Jenkins and Jones. They're America's number one sportsbook. They're easy to use, safe and secure. You get your winnings fast. And it's fun to combine multiple bets from the same game into a same game parlay. And you can discover the most popular same game parlays each day right when you log in. If you're new, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started now. Sign up with promo code JANJ, that's J-A-N-D-J, to get started now. Disclaimer, must be 21 and over and present in select states only. Gambling problem, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342. Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit FanDuel.com/R. Welcome to Jenkins and Jones on the Volume Podcast Network. It is Monday, July 25th, and we got another fun off-season show filled with a whole bunch of bullshit.
Oh, yeah. Lots of bullshit.
Love it. My favorite type of pod.
As always, Jenkins and Jones, hosted by my good friends on the internet, in real life, and anywhere else that friendship exists, Dragonfly Jones, a.k.a. Tyler.
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
The Jethro Jenkins, a.k.a. John.
What's up, Bubbas?
I'm Guardy B, a.k.a. Mike. That was a very, like, business-like, what's up, Bubbas?
What's up, Bubbas?
Me and Rother were using that voice on the way back from Somi swim class, and I haven't quite, you know, cleansed it out of my system, but...
You know, did I tell you Char culturally appropriated Bubbas from you and Rother?
Oh, really?
Yeah, she uses
so she's using
like
it now
exclusively with the kids at this point. Yeah,
it's a beautiful. It feels good to call Bubba somebody Bubba's and also like be called Bubba's. You know what I mean?
I usually call them.
I get it.
I call them dummies or lunatics or whatever. So it's better. Like Jesus Bubba's Christ. Is better. You know, well, because you need a name for your kids and you don't want to be like, hey, kids.
Rather calls. She's been calling. She called her. bubbly at one point too. Like, nah, you just went too far with it. But Bubs is cool and Bubba's is right. But the bubbly is that's but yeah. There's some cool variations of it too, man. Yeah, I love it. I love it.
All right. We gotta talk up top about Kevin Durant one step away from Bubba-ing somebody on the internet. This fucking kid. I mean, I respect the hustle of trying to just like directly pitch a superstar player on getting a job from him. But N. Corbson tweeted, somebody tell at Katie Trey 5 to hire me. I got so much stuff to fix over there on his behalf. KD said, LOL, what you gonna fix, Reggie? And he said,
I love that he humored him. That was that, you know.
When the kid saw the LOL, he should have just logged out. You know what I mean?
Katie knew what was coming, though. Katie knew exactly what was coming.
So the kid said, so I majored in PR. We got to clean up these media narratives that were never in your character. We got to shine more light on your philanthropy. I'm going to double back and restructure the fashion sense. Then I got to get you a luxury dog for stress release in general. Email for my resume. And KD responded, beat it, kid.
I think it was all a good – I think the kid was shooting his shot for real but still kind of fucking around because once he do that little dog shit in there, I was like, okay, he's clowning too. You know what I mean? So – but, yeah, I mean, I think he knew that KD was giving him the old rope-a-dope. You know what I'm saying? He's setting his ass up. So he kind of leaned into it a bit there. So all a good fun. I remember when the homie Robin Lundenberg, I think he works for the SI, during the whole fucking Fallout shit. Y'all remember when he hit KD up, was like, KD, man, you're tweeting about everything except what's going on. Like, can we get some answers on some things? And KD hit him up like, what you want to know? He's like, are you happy with the Nets? Do you really want out? Is the reason you want out is because of the way they're treating Kyrie? And KD just hit him back like something like, LOL, nice try, or some shit like that. So, yeah, KD will rope-a-dope your ass. Do not fall for it, bro.
I think
Go ahead.
I think my favorite move in basketball as a kid who was not in good enough shape to be playing basketball was always pulling the chair out from under somebody. You know what I mean? Because I was like that kid who was like a 12-year-old. I was like 6 foot tall, so they made me play center even though I had no business playing center. So I loved just taking that two steps back when someone was leaning on you too hard. That's KD's Twitter persona is like, yeah, go ahead, member of the media. Ask me some questions. And then all he does is takes a step back and lets them fall on their face, you know?
Didn't the kid own, like, a luxury dog company or something, like the dude that was trying to pitch him? Like, I think all of that was just to end up selling the dog. What he really wanted in the end was selling the dog. That's why I thought I saw it in the mention or whatnot.
That's a great PR move for his part. That degree's paying off. Way to go, kid.
Right.
I'm sure he got some more eyes on his kennel, so good for him.
For sure.
I do love the term luxury dog. And I do.
They lick their own buttholes. What is ever luxurious about a dog, bro?
Hey, them prices be luxurious. The motherfucker better be luxurious if I'm spending $4K, $10K for a goddamn dog, man. I wanted the Bernie Doodle for a while. I looked at that shit. I'm like, $5K for a damn dog?
Yeah.
Jeez. You live in L.A., bro. You just take one.
Damn. Like, I want a blue Frenchie, and I already know if I really, really want one, I'm going to have to pay, like, $2,500, three stacks for one. You know what I mean? So
if you want to deck it out, you want the fully loaded Frenchie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
If he wants a touring edition.
Yeah, with the sunroof and all that
Frenchie.
Shit. You know what I mean?
The heated seats Frenchie.
Right. Oh, fuck. Moonroof, not a sunroof on the Frenchie. Right.
That's fully automatic. That's what it's called? That's what it's called?
That's so funny. I don't, people paying exorbitant prices for pets was always kind of, and I do have friends who have, was it illegal? Is it illegal to breed animals? I probably shouldn't say. Anyway, it is a business. It's a business a lot of people have, but
I know a few too, my boy.
Yeah, for sure.
Generally it's pits, but whatever.
Exclusively pits in a long time. Yes. But like, it just always seemed crazy to me. Like, there's so many animals running around that you could get for free that are, you know, either just on the street or in a shelter or whatever. It's like, anytime you hear about someone got their $4,000 dog stolen, it's always like,
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not feeling as much empathy as I probably should here. You know what I mean?
Bro, that's rent. That's crazy. You know what I mean?
I would never understand people buying cats. I understand people buying dogs because you want certain breeds, you want certain bloodlines. But cats, bro, if you want a cat, just like drive around to like the McDonald's dumpsters in your neighborhood, bro. This is like all the cats you want. Your pick. Take your pick, bro.
It's a cat buffet. It's a cat buffet in every parking lot in America.
When I told y'all going like sometimes I don't know when I'm in the hood in LA because it doesn't feel like the hood.
Yeah.
The only time I know I'm like I remember driving. I was getting like a COVID test and I was driving in like, you know, I think I was off Crenshaw or whatever. But there's a point in Crenshaw where it turns into something, you know, like something different than where how it starts. You know what I mean? And I didn't feel that way until I saw like two pits loose. And I'm like, oh, goddamn, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, I was like, damn, I'm in the hood right now. Like, because like there's pink houses and there's palm trees in the front yard and they actually have like driveways and shit. You know what I mean? But yeah, so you can try the hood, get you a couple dogs if you're not a cat person.
If you're up for the challenge.
There's a few out there you might.
That you can wrangle up.
You'd be out there with a fucking lasso. You'd be out there with a lasso chasing down a pit.
Right.
We've had cats my whole life, challenge. But we got a couple out of the shelter. We never paid. It's always just the cat walked up to your house and was like, I live here now. You know what I mean? Yeah. And it's like same like you said, like we were at actually we got a cat when I was in middle school at one of my brother's basketball tournaments. It was just a cat in the parking lot, walked out of the bushes and was looking at us like, it was a kitten. It looked at us like, I am starving to death. And we're like, all right, you with us. Adoption.
You're a homie now.
Right. There's a dog. There's a pit that stays outside and loose on the west side of Long Beach. Is my friend's dog. It's a legendary dog. Its name is Monster. And people would just say it like, say what's up to it, like as a person. Like, oh, there goes Monster. Like, I'll be on Instagram. It'll just be on someone's stories. Like, oh, there goes Monster taking himself out for a walk.
Bro, we had one in back in high school named Big Man. And, bro, when Big Man was loose, everybody called, hey, bro, do not go outside. Big Man loose. I remember Tagus, the homie Tagus, you know what I'm saying? He that was his dog. And Big Man was not to play with, dog, at all. I remember I used to mow his line on some, like, yo, can you pay me to mow your line, Tagus? He was like, you know, 8 years older than us. He was cool. He had like the old school with the gold candy paint on it and shit like that. You feel me? So, and me and Jeremy were going back to mow the line, and he hadn't locked Big Man up. We turned the corner. I just saw Jeremy. He was in front of me. Jeremy ran and took off past me. I didn't even look, bro. I didn't know what time it is. Turned up, jumped the fence, bro. Fuck you, me. Big Man loose. We not playing with that dog. That dog was crazy. But anyway.
Oh, shit. All right. Tyler has a simple request for the NBA. We obviously have given up the idea that basketball could ever exist without being subsumed by media narratives and beefs and comparisons. But if it's going to happen, at least give us more whitey fights, you know?
More white-on-white violence, please.
Y'all are...
Please just give us some more catch-and-shoot violence, bro. That's what we need.
Oh, shit.
So Jerry West was... Someone asked Jerry West, salty old fucking ass, well, 400% sodium nutritional facts, Jerry West... about the JJ Redick comments about, you know, back in the day they played with plumbers and all that other stuff. And Jerry was so mad about this shit. He just scowled through his whole answer. I thought it was a funny answer. He said, who the fuck is JJ Redick to talk about some Bill Russell or me or Bob Cousy? He averaged 12 points a game. At some point, the numbers matter. But he did also I think it's super fair, like, for old dudes to look at young players and be like, you owe me all your fucking money. If I wasn't out there breaking my back on fucking concrete floors, you wouldn't have made all that money for fucking scoring 12 points a game. I like that form of argument. But he did also, in his defense, admit the fact, you know, we used to have to work two jobs back in the day. And it's like, yeah, that was his. That's the point. You were a plumber.
You were also a fucking plumber, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? You left the game.
Jerry flipped it on him like, You're the plumber of your era, though, with your measly little 12 points.
He was right. Right? He was right. He was right.
Yeah.
He,
yeah. I mean, I want to say this to JJ with you know, I say this with love. I love what you do, JJ. You know, you're great knowledge of the game. I love your commentary. But Jerry would bust your ass. Like, make no mistake about it. Jerry West would give you that work, dog. Like, we love a good plumber joke as much as anyone, but Jerry West was not one of them, dog. Mm-mm. Jerry West was a dog, bro. Like, mm-mm. I mean, he, like, you know, he was a combo guard who could bomb from deep, who could jump out the gym, multiple all-defense teams, multiple playoff series where he averaged 40-plus. Jerry West was one of them, bro.
I mean, he's the one of the white dudes that the niggas fuck with. You know what I'm saying? Like Jerry West, Pistol Pete, Larry Bird. Like, bro, yeah, we can talk all the shit we want about them other ones. But them, that trifecta.
And Dirk.
You feel me?
Yeah,
but
sure.
Yeah, but he like, you know, he, you know, but yeah, but like, yeah, like it's we don't talk about them, Bubba. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I love you, JJ, what you've done, the heel turn you've made from becoming the one of the most hated players that's ever touched
a reverse
basketball.
Heel turn.
Yeah. Right, yo, yeah, you know, is
he made a toe turn.
Yeah, he made a toe turn.
A pivot, reverse pivot, you know what I'm saying?
Sassy little toe turn.
I respect it. What you've done has been incredible, but hey, you need to buy out when talking to Jerry though, because that's one of the ones, dog.
Yeah,
he didn't say anything about Jerry though, right? I think Jerry,
no, but I'm saying it. Don't come.
He said something about Koozie, and then Jerry West just said, "Hold up."
And so, about me, JJ, you know, Monday come along, JJ might feel like he need to say something. No, JJ, we don't need
okay.
that.
Oh, you're cautioning. You're issuing a cautionary word.
Yeah, please, Bubbas. You know what I mean?
Don't get the salt in your eye.
Don't do it to yourself.
I can't
have you back then. We can't have his back then, bro. You know what I mean?
We the Drew League has sort of been folded into the NBA offseason here. The game's now streaming on the NBA app. Trae Young is going to be playing at the Drew actually about an
hour
after
yesterday.
Record.
He played yesterday.
John Collins played yesterday. I think Trey's playing.
No, Trey played yesterday.
He did too? Oh, okay. So he's playing yesterday and today. Oh, okay. Good. Okay. Good for him. I'm on vacation. I'm fucking tapped the fuck out.
It's all good, man.
I'm trying to sound authoritative.
He plays today, John.
He plays
no,
today.
No, Bubbas. I promise he played yesterday too.
What I wanted to bring up was, because I know we talked about this. I know a couple of the dudes who are on the team that Bron played, and one of them, Deion Wright, went ahead and cut, like basically a mini documentary of his experience playing against Bron. It's got like 2 million views on Twitter, which is fucking outrageous. But what did you guys think about this? Tyler, I know you were talking about how much you'd be milking it. Would you have been milking it this much or slightly less?
What? I feel like he might not be milking it enough, to be honest with you. Listen, I'm a big fan of celebrating every motherfucking thing. Like, I don't, like, there's so many people telling him, let it go, dude. It was last week. Motherfucker, he went damn near bucket for bucket with Bron. Bron had 40, he had 20. Like he said, for every two Bron had, he had one.
That ain't bucket for bucket, but
it ain't bucket.
We don't
for
have
bucket.
Handicaps yeah. in basketball, it's, John, but yeah. if we did, that would
yes,
be bucket for bucket.
Nigga. we don't have handicaps for a reason, nigga. Go ahead.
He went as buckety for buckety as he could have gone, considering considering the talent disparity. You know
oh,
what I'm
for
saying?
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. He for sure over exceeded expectations there. But yeah, I mean, like I said, I'm a big fan of just, yo, celebrate every fucking thing. Especially these last few years, this world has gone to shit. I don't know how anyone can shit on anyone finding joy in an accomplishment like this. You know what I'm saying? Like making Bron sweat in a fucking rec league game. You know what I mean? Making the GOAT in my book. You know what I'm saying? Have to fucking go down to the wire against your squad. Yeah, talk all the shit you want, bro.
I just think like bro, we're in L.A. Get you a real editor to cut that motherfucker up, dog. You know what I mean? I would have hit the homies up like, yo, we making this a fucking movie, bitch. I'm talking about, you know, voiceover, all that shit. What I was thinking in the moment, you know what I'm saying? We tapping all the way in. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's dope. Also, it got 2 million views. I don't give a fuck what nobody else says. Shit does not get 2 million views that people don't want. He's giving the people what we fucking need. You know what I'm saying? And thank God he's creating that shit during this boring-ass summer. I love to see it, man. More of that shit, please. You know what I mean? 20 yes. against Bron, nigga, you can never get me to shut the fuck up. No. We having conversations never. About fucking Bernie Doodles, nigga. You remember that time I got 20 against Bron, nigga? You know what I'm saying? Fuck you mean, dog. Like Tyler said, he's not doing it enough. I'm going crazy. I don't give a fuck what nobody said. Stretching that shit out.
Forever.
Forever, it. Nigga.
Okay. Well, I know one of the homegirls who listens to the pod, John. I'm sorry, I forget her name, but someone's real happy for me to say right now that's the end of our sports topics for the show.
Yeah, shout out to her. She hit us up. I saw her comment talking about music and so and so.
Like, thank
about
God.
The, yeah, she hit me. She hit us up doing. She hit me up in IG on some like. I love y'all, but this damn basketball talk, I'm still listening, but I can't wait till the season over with. Hey, we agree.
Like that.
I fuck with it. I appreciate the love, too.
Okay, so I mentioned I've been we're on a little bit of a road trip with the family.
Wait a second, 1 second. Also, somebody else hit me up at the golf course.
Yeah.
And shouted out for Jenkins Jones, and I want to shout him out. I apologize, my boy. When he came up to me,
what'd
I was like,
do?
Oh. You know I'm not good at taking. So he's like, I love your work, and I'm like, oh, you think I left my homie Brad who creates golf content. I'm like, oh no, you think I'm Brad? Brad's over here. He's like, no, you. And I'm like, oh, you mean Jenkins and Jones? Yeah. And I'm like, oh, it was kind of awkward. I was like, oh hey, what's your name? It was hella cool, but like, you know, I'm. I'm never gonna be good with that shit,
bro.
So
you do that shit. You do that shit all the time. Like when we met homie in New York who fucked with the pod, you introduced yourself to him by name. You're like, "Yeah, I'm John." He's like, "Yeah, I know, dog." You know what I'm saying? Like,
I thought he thought we was D. Cimero. I'm like, bro,
I thought you were D. Cimero.
Bro, yeah, bro. Like I'm so like I will never be used to that shit, bro. Like I thought. Remember we were at? I was asking, does he think we were D. Cimero? And then he hit us the next day on Twitter. I was like, oh. Okay, he knew who he really were, bro. That's not normal, nigga. I'm from St. Louis, nigga. Fuck you, me. Shit, this not normal. But I just wanted to, yo. I appreciate the love. Thank you. He fucks with us, hellas.
I'm also terrible at receiving compliments, and I'll give you my script for just because I'll be in the Long Beach and someone will say something. Maybe they think I'm JJ or whatever. It always complicates shit to try and correct anything.
So yeah.
Oh man, I appreciate that, man. No, thank you. I appreciate the love for real. Hug. Yeah. Turn back to my.
Got
to
add that for real in there, you know.
For real,
genuine.
For real is from the heart too. I genuinely
real,
do appreciate it. And if you got something else you want to say, or you're asking for a job, whatever, we could talk. But like, if what you wanted was just to say, "Hey, I fuck with you," I'm gonna give you the easy out of like, "I appreciate that. That means a lot to me. I fuck with you for fucking with us." And now you could go on about your day. I'll go on about my day. You know what I mean?
I was so lame about it that he hit me on IG and like. Yo, I'm sorry for something like I'm the guy that I'm sorry for. I'm like, bro.
I'm sorry for complimenting you, bro.
Right. I'm like, no, nigga. No,
sorry,
I'm
a fan of yours, bro. My bad.
Nigga.
Sorry, I love you, man.
I'm a fan of you being a fan of me. I'm just not used to this shit.
I'm so sorry, I love you, bro.
Dog, like, I was tripping. I don't fuck with you at all. My bad, bro. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Like, you weird as fuck, nigga. No, but it was the interaction was cool, but like the initial shit was like, oh no, you talking about Brad? And I'm like, he's like, no, I'm talking about you, Jesus. Like, oh, my bad. But anyway.
My only advice to you is that I also disagree with people who like me, but you just can do that internally.
Okay. So I'm like,
you know what I mean? That's what I do. I'm just in my, you know, right. Like outwardly it's like, oh, thank you. You know,
I'm that's always so, so flattered so and funny. Absolutely fucking shocked. You know
that's
what I'm
so
saying?
So funny, like, he apologized to you. That makes me so happy.
I'll send y'all the response.
My bad, dog. I was a subscriber to the Patreon from day one. I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry for supporting y'all niggas, man. My bad.
Oh, I fucked up. I was listening on SoundCloud, dude. I'm
right. I gotta be better, bro. I do.
All right. Like I said, I've been out of town. I've been not necessarily tapped all the way in. So the one I missed, the fun I missed was the pink slime. Is it pink slime? Pink sauce? What is it?
Pink sauce.
Pink slime. It looks like pink slime. Because someone explained to me what happened.
Pretty privileged run amok is what fucking happened here. Like, let's get to the nitty gritty here. This woman is out here selling pink sauce that I don't even know what the fuck. I think it's savory because I saw them put it on like a fucking chicken drumstick.
Yeah.
So I think it's a savory pink sauce. For one, the color is disgusting. The consistency is disgusting. It's like fucking ranch, pink ranch dressing type looking shit. And she is mailing this shit in the middle of the fucking summer. Regular mail.
Five days to hit niggas, right?
You know she ain't got no no preservatives in that motherfucker. You know she ain't packing that shit up with no ice or nothing.
Just, none of that
just
shit.
Just sending fucking 105 degree pink ranch dressing to her loyal, devoted subscribers.
Bro, it looks like pink tartar sauce. That's what it looks like. And it changes colors. It depends on the batch. You know, like this one person opened it up and this shit had exploded in the bag. The pink, the wrapping was pink, bro. It looked horrible. There was one video of like, you know what I'm saying? This kid eating some shit. And she was like, it's good, isn't it? And like, you can see the girl like fighting like, blink twice if you're okay. Like, bro, it was like, she was the young girl was under gunpoint. It's sad, bro. Like, I don't know. Like you said, it's pretty privileged. She's just a baddie. You know what I mean? And people love beautiful women. And she is. And
hands
I
up.
Understand. I would have lied on camera too, under oath. Cause she, bro, that could have put my hand on the Bible. I would have said that shit was good. Cause she nice. But yeah, bro. Like, yeah, that shit is crazy now. People buying the hell out of it, dog. Like, crazy. I bet she's surprised by the success of it. You know what I mean? Through TikTok. It's gone viral.
Some you gonna regulations get you some, Mike? Are good. Some regulations some? Are good. You know what I mean? The FDA, like, I know the government sucks, but the FDA is good, bro. I swear to God. Like, it's good that people have to get food approved before they sell it to us. It's good. Like, read about what the meat industry used to be like. You think it's bad now? Read some Upton Sinclair about the cattle industry.
Read the jungle, bro. No, dog. They were like whole ass rats were getting in the ground. They're like, ah, fuck it, let her ride.
You bro, know, they still allow a percentage. Meat. They still allow a percentage of rat. You know what I mean? And if you it only has to be like 3% juice or 4% juice for it to be called juice, and that wouldn't even pass those standards.
Right.
So imagine how
that's an improvement.
You know what I mean? So like, yeah, pink sauce, man. Try it at your own risk.
I do have a friend who ordered it, and I've asked her if we could get her to do a live taste test. I don't think she's got it yet. And in fact, she said she ordered it early, but she may have been caught up in the sting or whatever the fuck.
Hold on. Did she order it like genuinely order or did she jokingly want to get an
No,
on
she
the
ordered
joke
it.
Order it.
No, she
ordered genuinely, it. Genuinely, legitimately ordered it to support her. Oh
yes.
My God.
She's also a good-looking woman.
I thought she was, like I said, I thought she was clowning. I thought she was just trying to get in on the class action.
No, she's also a good-looking woman, and I think it's the cabal, you know what I mean? Yeah,
the coven of
pretty. She a baddie. She can't be lying to me that much.
Right.
You know what I mean?
She should know as a baddie.
Right.
Sometimes you are like that much.
That don't even look good, bro. Like the color, it looked like fucking Pepto-Bismol.
Bro, I was off the microphone trying not to throw up when you were describing it, bro. I was just gagging.
But also sometimes it looks tan. And then, you know what I mean? Bro. Like it just, bro, like the heat hit that motherfucker. It's a totally different color, bro, under the sun.
You know what used to make me almost throw up? Do you remember when, I think it was Heinz was doing like different colored ketchups?
Yes.
They have, like,
even as a kid, I was like, this is some bullshit.
Nah,
I was retching. I was retching on the floor of the living room watching those commercials. Like, my mom was like, are you about to throw up? And I was like, I can't look at this shit. Like, I don't know what it is. It's just, I can't even contemplate that type of saucery.
Saucery. Pink saucery.
Go yard all summer long with $5 Dinger Tuesdays on FanDuel Sportsbook. This season, all customers will get $5 for every home run hit by both teams when you place a $25 to hit a home run wager on Tuesday MLB games. And the best part about Dinger Tuesdays is even if your bet loses, FanDuel will pay you $5 for every home run. My pick would be the Dodgers Nationals. Dodgers starting to mash it a little bit. Freddie Freeman on an absolute tear on this 18-2 run the Dodgers are on, so I would be on that game. But there's no better place to bet America's pastime than on America's number one sportsbook. Head over to your FanDuel account or download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up using promo code JNJ to pick your home run hitter. That's promo code JNJ, J-A-N-D-J. Disclaimer, must be 21 and over and present in select states. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max bonus $25. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG. Okay. I am getting this Wikipedia up so we can all laugh about this together. This is credit to Char, my wife, for this topic. But
Big Bubba's.
This is our exchange for taking Bubba's. We were talking last episode about how weird the English language is. And the best example, the worst etymology, the worst history of a word I've ever heard is Shar asked me a couple of days ago, do you know where the word noon comes from? And I was like, no. This is like probably some Middle English shit about halfway through the day or like whatever, mm-hmm. right? Noon, which is 12 p.m. for us, comes from the Latin word nona hora, meaning the ninth hour of the day, in reference to the Western Christian liturgical term known, one of the seven fixed prayer times in traditional Christian denominations. In Roman-ruled times, the day began at 6 a.m. So 3 p.m. was noon because it was the ninth hour from 6 a.m. And then at some point, people just started using it for like the middle of the day, and then it just stuck. And now it means 12 p.m.
That's the dumbest shit I ever heard.
It's so dumb, but I also like people just saying, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to just use it how I want to use it. You know what I mean? That's respect that.
Yeah, I never knew that. But, you know, going back to, like, you know, the etymology of it, the whole known, the nine shit, like, I think we've talked before about, like, how September, October, November, December, that's 7, 8, 9, 10, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
Like, but that's the fucking ninth month, the 10th month, the 11th month, the 12th month, because fucking Julius Caesar and Augustus said, fuck this calendar. We're going to name whole ass months after us for the rest of human history, and we're going to throw this shit in and fuck up the prefixes here. You know what I'm saying? So they do those 2 months in. They threw in July and August and said, fuck, you know, the fucking etymology of these other months, so. That's interesting. We just do not give a fuck after a while, it seems like, as humans. So.
And when you got it, you got it. If you're Julius Caesar and you want a month, I guess you get a month. Congratulations. That's a fucking wild shit.
That wild as hell.
We were talking about languages last week, and somebody hit me up, said he used to date a Russian because you were saying that's the ugliest language. And he said during their coital moments, Russian sounds incredible. So... I wanted to, you know, I didn't think of Russian in that way. You know what I mean? I don't think of Russians having sex. So, yeah, I guess, you know, it's not the ugliest language at all times. You know, only on Tuesdays at fucking Trader Joe's when I hear that shit.
Right.
You know what I mean?
When you hear people talking about cauliflower wings.
Right. It sounds horrible.
Okay, speaking of when you got it, you got it. We haven't been super consistent handing out Booger Boy of the Week as an award. And I want to say I genuinely feel this is an accomplishment, but I have never seen anything like Drake's friend trying to catch a bee for him with his bare hands. Hey, man.
I have never seen anyone try to catch a bee, period, with their bare hands ever in my life. And I was a bug catching ass kid, but even I was not out here trying to barehand a bee, dog. Like, what the fuck?
He was trying to grab it like Karate Kid too. He was like, yeah.
I love how afraid Drake was in that video too, though. Which, you know, I get it. Bees, you know, that shit hurts. But like seeing like that nigga with the straight back braids, you know what I'm saying? Extra cool ass nigga. He's taking pictures of himself fucking tanning and shit, like, you know what I mean? And a bee comes around and he's, you know what I mean? Like,
funniest tweet I saw about that incident is someone said Drake the type of dude to say, ooh, should we be bad when the waiter comes up and offers dessert?
I like people like that, though. Yeah. They're
Drake, fun. Drake, like, I love the Drake jokes, but there's something admirable about him genuinely being himself. You know what I'm saying? Not trying to be a tough guy and rap at that. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Drake. I love the jokes, though.
The jokes are tremendous.
He's easy to clown, and, like, we see a lot of moments where, like, he's, you know, trying to be cool, but he seems very human. You know what I mean? Like, seeing the bee, and he's like, anyway. But, like, no, like, I think, like, Drake is one of the few guys that are on his level, which would be probably fun to hang around. You know what I mean? Because like you said, he doesn't take – he's genuinely himself. He takes himself serious, but not in a way that's extremely annoying to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm not catching a beef with that nigga, though. You got to handle your own bees, Bubbles. I say that for, you know.
I have a real ones. Like bees and wasps are like my, that's like my actual fear. I have actually jumped over Char to get out of the back of a electric cart in college to get away from a wasp. Bro, jumped over the love of my life. Jumped over her.
Rada sees bees or wasps and runs at them.
Me too.
She's like at that mother. Yes. She's like that motherfucker has to go. You know what I mean? Like, but I know, but like,
straight
but
murder,
I have literally every other person I've been with, they'll be like, you know what I'm saying? Hey, that, you got the meat between your legs, right? It's your turn. Full gender roles moments. Like, nigga, that ain't my job. That's your job. You know what I mean? Whenever the bugs pop up, you feel me? Rather like, nigga, move out the way, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody move. I want this one-on-one with the bugs squaring up. It, I ain't never seen no shit like, I don't even see niggas that run, like, but she different, dog. She be fighting that motherfucker in the air. Like, damn,
wow.
Different. Not normal.
We need to go to we need to do like a double date with the kids to like a garden or something so I can see that. I like can't even
no
picture what
fear.
That looks like.
Zero fear, bro. No, it's not normal, bro. I still be kind of shook a little bit, like, damn, but I'll be holding in because, you know, I can't have her out here have me looking like Drake and she running that.
Char's aware. I just leave. if we're eating dinner, if it's a nice restaurant even, if a wasp comes up, I'm gone. like, text me to come out of the bathroom when it's gone.
Her eyes light up, bro, like, oh, like, she turned into Terminator, nigga. Right. Like, she puts me out of the way, like, excuse me. I have business to take care of.
This
crazy.
Is incredible. All right, we have a couple entertainment-y topics. We're going to talk about the Marvel announcements at Comic-Con yesterday. And then Tyler, I think, John, you haven't seen Nope yet, right?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Okay, Tyler's the only person who's seen Nope, so he's going to give a review of Nope. I don't particularly care about spoilers because
I never care about spoilers, honestly.
Yeah. So, we'll end the show on that. So if you want to just drop out early, we will alert you when that's coming up. But first of all, to talk about these Marvel announcements. Tyler, how are you feeling?
I am excited as fuck. You know, I ain't going to lie to you. I was at the point where I was like, bro, I might be Marvel fatigued. You know what I'm saying? I was like, I might be all Marveled out. I saw those motherfucking announcements. I was like, Mortimer, we're back in business. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I'm so excited for this phase. I think that Jonathan Majors is going to have such a big fucking moment, bro. He is going to be the star of all this shit as Kang, as the big bad of this phase. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we're familiar with him. A lot of people are already familiar with him. He can act his ass off, but he's going to the fucking moon after this shit, bro. You know what I mean? And I'm so excited for him because he's a fucking talent. And the Black Panther 2 trailer, oh my God, that shit had me emotional as fuck. Like I knew it would. Ryan Coogler, got to give that man his flowers. He's phenomenal. But yeah, I'm very much looking forward to this phase. You know, it looks like it's culminating with the whole Avengers Secret Wars shit. So we're in for a ride. It's going to be fun.
I think it took them this phase four. Like, I have a distinct memory of how horrible the superhero shit we grew up on was. Like, someone had a tweet thread about Batman Forever and Batman and Robin yesterday. Like, I remember having to pretend that those were good movies when we were fucking 10 years old or whatever. You know what I mean? Right. Be like, yeah, they got Bane. It was cool. So, like, you know, when people say they thought, like a movie or a show was mid, at my age, I'm always like, mid compared to what?
Right.
Compared to this 8-year period of golden age that you live in.
Yeah, I saw Dolph Lundgren as the Punisher, bro. Like, you cannot the fucking scale on which I judge comic book movies is rooted in the shit that I had to grow up on watching, where you know, Hollywood didn't have the technology, you know, there wasn't budgets, but now, you know, we can make a fucking 10-foot purple alien who wants to kill half the universe. You know what we're saying? We can CGI that in the era we're living in now. But yeah, the shit we grew up on was trash, bro.
And it's the same thing when people talk about the CGI on stuff. Like, we rewatched all the Spider-Man movies with the kids because they wanted to watch them. And the CGI in the first Spider-Man movie is so bad. It's so bad. But at the time, we were like, this is the best thing ever. I've never seen anything right. like this. Yeah. This is groundbreaking.
It's like he looks like he was moving not in a way that humans move. I know he's a superhero, but it felt unauthentic. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't herky-jerk. It just felt too fucking smooth, if that makes sense. I don't know.
Yeah. But so, but this phase to me, like I said, I'll take mid. Mid from Marvel is cool to me. Yes. Like that sounds good to me. But I do think they were kind of struggling on, like, I wonder if maybe Disney hit them with the order that we want X number of TV shows a little bit before they were ready for it. Because I think it just felt like they weren't quite ready for that. And when you look at the next phases, where it's like they're going to start all the Secret Wars shit with a Secret Invasion show, where they're going to start off with the whole Skrull thing. Like who's a Skrull, who's not, with Nick Fury, and build that into the Avengers movies. Like it looks like more natural, the stuff building off each other the way it was when it was movies. So we were watching those. Shar and I literally last night after we put the kids down, we were on Twitter scrolling, like watching all the trailers and shit, like in the fucking condo in the mountains. Like, yes, but the Wakanda Forever shit looks. Oh, unbelievable,
looks so good.
Bro.
Looks so
and
good.
Actually, I'm curious for your opinion about this. I don't know if John, if you're still listening, I'm curious for your opinion too. But we had our friend group was kind of split on. We had some black friends who were really like hurt that they did not recast T'Challa. That they were like, this character is important. Like for my kids, is the first character they looked up to. It's horrible that Chadwick passed away, but. Like if
this is bigger than Chadwick,
there's been 3 Peter Parkers in the last 15 years. It's been, you know, however many Professor X, like, et cetera, et cetera. I think the response from Ryan Coogler and everyone who worked on it, which came through in their presentation yesterday, was that they as human beings felt like they couldn't do that. That you know what I mean? That it was like, and so clearly if you watch the trailer, it looks like they have a plan for how that world is going to expand and progress and, you know, there'll be a new Black Panther and everything. But I'm curious for your guys' thoughts, because that's one of those situations where I felt like kind of everyone was right in every argument that I heard about it.
Mm-hmm. I'm fine with them not recasting. I'd go so far as to say I'm pro them not recasting, because the lore of the Black Panther, it's so rooted in honoring, our loved ones, our ancestors that we've lost. And carrying on the mantle and, you know, keeping the progress going that they initiated and carrying out the visions that, you know, the people of Wakanda have. And, you know, we all know that the Black Panther it's not just a single person, right? It's a mantle that has been passed down from person to person, you know, throughout the year. So I think that it's a great way to honor Chadwick. And I think it also keeps up with canon at the same time, saying that, you know, we lost T'Challa. But, you know, in the spirit of the Black Panther, we will persevere and we will honor, you know, him in everything he's done and move forward in his honor. So I think that that's a beautiful way to honor him. And like I said, it just so happened that, you know, it lucks up in a way that it's still canon to not recast him. You know what I mean? So that's where I'm at with it.
Bro, like, we can talk about Peter Parker all we want and all that, but Chadwick was T'Challa.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like. I wouldn't even want to do that to another actor to have them try to follow that up and be T'Challa. Like, we would never believe it. You know, he was giving out, like, doing the salute for years afterwards because people couldn't separate the two. You know what I mean? Like, bro, so, like, from a human standpoint, like, it doesn't feel right to recast that character. So I completely understand it. The points, like you said, your friends were making makes a bunch of sense. I get that. You know what I mean? And right. they'll find a way in order to replace that, you know, the Black Panther. But T'Challa in particular was Chadwick. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And nobody else could play that character. You know what I mean? And that's just what it is.
I think I agree with what Tyler was saying about, like, the tradition being in honoring people that you've lost, which, like, you know, obviously that's literally in the origin in the movie of that character. I just think, like, once they, like, I really understood what they were saying when people first started saying that. And as soon as you started hearing Ryan Coogler be like, I'm physically incapable of doing that, it was like, okay, well, what are you going to do? Like, that's it. They've made those movies with love. They made them as a group. You know, like, it's what felt right to them is just going to be what's right. You know what I mean? Like, that's just that's the only way it could go forward. By the way, this is, like, a good sense of how insane time is moving right now. Black Panther 1 came out 4 years ago. Doesn't that shit feel like it was like 15 Bro. Years ago or something? Yeah, like, that's it. Like, everything that's happened since the release of that movie was 4.5 years. It came out January 2018.
That pandy, it seems like everything before the pandy never existed.
Yes.
Or like it did, but it existed way, like it feels like we've always been in a pandy. I think so. I think like what is, you know, caused that is like how much the world has changed due to COVID. Like everything that I did before COVID, I can't imagine a time where I walked out and didn't think about COVID. Like that seems almost like a dream. Like, it, you know what I mean? Like, you remember it, but you don't feel connected to it in the way that you should feel connected to real life things. It doesn't feel like real life, you know?
So. Yeah. Great stuff.
Sorry.
Wonderful existence we're living.
Fucking COVID, man. Damn.
Okay. Before we get to Tyler's thoughts on Nope, I just wanted to say that our podcast is a Keke Palmer Stan podcast.
Oh, yeah. Big fans of Keke.
Big fans of Keke. And the press run has been legendary.
It is. Keke is having her fucking moment with this press run. Like, she is just so good in front of the camera, bro. Mm. Like did y'all, like, she had me watching the fucking, the show with Strahan. Like, I would put my TV on that shit at, like, fucking 12 noon and watch this. And it was just, I was like, yo, this little 26, 27-year-old young lady is just so fucking good at speaking to this 55-year-old audience of Americans that are watching her, right? Like, she just seems like she was just born to be in front of a camera. She's one of those rare ones.
Bro, I want as much content as possible. Like, I sent y'all that video. I was going to look up Keke Palmer shit. Like YouTube. I'm Googling her. You know what I mean? Like, talking in my group chats about her and shit, bro. Like, yo, she's just phenomenal. She's immensely talented. You know what I mean? There's no telling what she's going to do with her career. She's limitless. You know what I mean? So... And this will be a big step, though, I think. This will be a huge step for her, you know.
I think the highest form of fandom in 2022 is, like you said, like you just go on YouTube or Twitter and you just type in someone's name and you're like, I'm going to watch everything.
Boop. Like, I want it all.
I don't want any curation. I don't want any editing. Just give me all of the content related to this
More
person.
Keke, please. Thank you.
All right, so Tyler, okay, so if you do not want any of Nope spoiled for you, go ahead and cut the show off now, and we'll see you on Wednesday or Thursday. Bye.
Bye. Bye. But not bye for the others.
Mini bye, but
maybe bye.
If you've seen it already or you're like me and John and you're not worried about it being spoiled for you, I know Tyler has some thoughts on it, and I'm very curious to hear more, Tyler.
Bro. It was an alien booty hole in the sky that was sucking everything up. Like, that's the gist of it. It's a big-ass alien ship that is also an alien life form that just has a hole in the bottom, and it sucks everything up. That's the movie. It's a booty hole in the sky. Sucking everything.
I cannot believe it. It's a booty hole in the sky, guys.
It's a booty hole in the sky. This... Look, Jordan Poole, this is a heat check, bro. Jordan Peele, this is a heat check, dog.
He pulled from 60, nigga. Yeah, he pulled from half court with that.
Jordan Peele pulled a Jordan Poole heat check on this motherfucker here, dog. I was just like, that's it? Like, it's an alien in the sky with a hole in the bottom that sucks shit up. That's it. That's the movie, bro.
That you tweeted is so much funnier knowing this now. Like, think about the meme that you tweeted in response to.
Dog, that's how,
this is my review.
Bro,
that makes
bro,
so much sense.
Dog, me and Summer were just watching this. We were like, man, this shit weak as fuck. Like, we there was just, when we realized that there wasn't going to, you know, that this was it. It was just an alien in the sky with a hole in the bottom. An alien fucking aircraft that was also an alien life form with a hole in the bottom and sucked shit up. We were like, that's it, bro? It's a alien booty hole in the sky killing everybody.
I asked my sister when to see this. She like, you know, she a nigga, so she took a picture of her being there, like videotaping the shit on Instagram. You feel me? I'm here, you feel me? So I asked, I said, how is it? She's like, I'm in the middle, I'll let you know at the end. She just, the only thing she said, it's all right. She ain't saying nothing else. I'm like, you ain't gonna give me more? Like, I was thinking that. She was like, it's all right, man.
It was trash. It was basically a movie about, like, if Kirby was evil. You know, Kirby from the video game?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who'd be sucking all this. That's it. If Kirby was an evil alien, that's Nope.
Does
it's not a good movie though?
is the acting good?
Oh yeah. Kiki killed it. Daniel Kaluuya killed it. Great performances, but the premise just sucked, bro.
Was it fun until the end, at least?
I will say I will say, you know, to Jordan Peele's credit, it is shot massively. The storytelling is kind of sectioned off into like chapters and such, mm-hmm. and it was a great touch, but it was just not a good movie, bro. I don't know how else to say it, man.
You know, he's been someone who, with all three of his movies or with his comedy or whatever, like, he's always taken big swings, and like, no one who takes big swings hits bats 1,000, yeah, like, famously. And the only thing that bothers me about what you're saying is it sounds like some M. Night Shyamalan shit.
Yes. That was the same vibes I had. I was like, bro, Signs was amazing. Sixth Sense was amazing. Is this fucking Jordan Peele's The Mist or whatever the fuck?
I think M. Night Shyamalan misunderstood what people liked about his first movies. And I hope Jordan Peele's not doing the same thing. People didn't like Get Out because of the twist. Or Us because of the twist. It was because they're such wonderfully made movies and that, you know, they're so well written and everything. And it sounds like the writing and the acting is still there, but I hope he doesn't feel like he has to come out with these big, like, twist reveal turns. Like, that's just not what I fucked with his.
That ain't even
for,
big.
You know what
that
I mean?
Shit is goofy, nigga. That's a goofy ass premise, bro. Like, nigga, a butthole. Like, how do you even pitch that? Like, who said yes to that? Nobody said, like, okay, Jordan Poole, you got, I mean, just.
Jordan Poole. We're really hung up on this Jordan Poole shit.
You know what I'm saying? But like, you know, minimum exception. Jordan Poole. He's an incredible basketball player. But how do you pitch that? And who said yes? And nobody said yo. You know what I mean? Like, that's you got too much dip on your chip, my nigga. Bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a little different.
And they killed this alien because this alien liked eating people. So they had a big ass float of like a. You know, like, you've ever seen like Bob's Big Boy restaurants or whatever.
They showed that in the premiere, yeah. I think. Yeah. Yeah.
So they sent a big ass balloon up to him that looked like a human, and the alien sucked it up in his butthole mouth and then blew up because it was a balloon, and that was the end.
So
that's tough, though.
What the
that's
fuck?
That's tough. That is,
why
yeah,
would it come
tough.
Suck in through the butthole though? Like, that's just
it was
that's
the butthole a, mouth because it would eat like humans up, but then it would spit out everything that wasn't human, like coins and shoes and shit. So it was like it was a booty hole mouth from an alien in the sky.
This leaving a bad taste in my mouth, bro. I do not like anything about this. I'm going to watch it still.
We're gonna watch this.
He's gonna give my money. Man. You know what I mean? But he said it's horrible. It's a horrible film.
I might have to film. I might have to secretly film Char's reaction for you guys. To
what was the M. Night Shyamalan movie with the mermaid? What was that?
The lady in the lake or some shit like
God,
that.
Just completely ridiculous.
Yeah,
I think The Village was even pretty ridiculous. Like, the ending was just absolutely ridiculous. So, but I mean, this wasn't even fun getting to that point to where you found out it was stupid. The process getting there wasn't fun.
Like, I mean, it's it's great acting, it's great cinematography. You know what I'm saying? Like the storytelling is great, but it's a shitty story. If that makes sense.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. And that's fixable. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We just got to get back in the lab in the off season, you know? Water the green spots. You know what I mean? Just tighten up the rest. That's all.
That's a hell of a dud, bro. That's just a bad idea. That's a bad idea from the jump. You know what I mean?
I wonder if there is a thing that happens, I feel like, in Hollywood where I wonder if he has he's such a smart dude. I wonder if there's people who could tell him no around him. You know what I mean? I wonder if he has some, that doesn't smell right. Because I will say, if you were to describe.
Does it smell right? The booty hole in the sky? Imagine so. Somebody should have said nope to that shit.
Because if you look at his other two movies, they've been such outlanding premises that still landed, right? Like I'm
sure.
That's
what I was going to say.
Yeah.
If you describe Get Out to someone as a bad movie, you could very easily be like, and then it turns out that these people were secret. You know what I mean? Like,
racist,
but it feels like it could have been somewhat true, though. Like, you know, like you could stretch your mind to be like, okay, this feels, you know, like,
an inner
the feeling of it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what is the foundation of an asshole in the sky? And also, like, Get Out had, like, it was telling a story. It was a creative way of saying how we feel about certain things, yes. Right? You know what I mean?
About how basically, you know, the underlying theme was white people will exploit the fuck out of black people without giving a shit about black people.
You feel
right?
me?
Like, we got that.
What's going on with
the booty
hole in the sky?
You can say the same thing about us.
Exactly. Yes.
Trauma and how it creates these sort of branch versions of you and the parts you are trying to hide. 100%. Like, there's an internal human truth to that. Yeah.
Is this about climate change? Like, what the fuck is this booty hole in
God's
the sky about?
Dickhead.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, dog.
Yeah.
This doesn't make any sense to me.
All right. All right.
Saying nope's bad, rather. They're saying it's bad. I'm not going to spoil it, but it involves booty holes. That's all I got to say.
I hope people made it to the end of the pod for that line alone. All right. Well, that's all the time we got for today. We'll be back in the middle of the week, Wednesday, Thursday-ish, and we will talk to y'all then. Bye.
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 I wish I knew you wanted me. That's just so. Golly.